This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Now that we've got three COVID-19 vaccines, which one should you get? Get the one that's available to you first, say the health experts. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine just got approved by the CDC yesterday, and it's shipping to the states now. It's not quite as effective as the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says this is very good medicine.
It's got greater than 85% efficacy after severe disease and critical disease, and there were no deaths or hospitalizations in any of the countries that were tested.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is one shot, and they say they'll deliver 100 million doses by the end of June. The Biden administration isn't saying how President Biden will respond to Mexico's president when they meet virtually today about the virus and immigration, among other issues. Mexico's president has said he will propose a program that could bring almost 1 million Mexican and Central American immigrants a year to the U.S. legally to work. Former President Trump says Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. Mr. Trump is hinting he may run again in 2024. He got an enthusiastic welcome at CPAC last night in Orlando, the Conservative Political Action Conference.
Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me?
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said a few days ago the Biden administration is not focusing on what President Trump is saying at CPAC. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he never inappropriately touched or propositioned anyone. But he now says for the first time that in some instances, his behavior with women may have been insensitive or too personal. He says he will cooperate with a sexual harassment investigation led by the state's attorney general. This is AP News. Nomadland and Borat took top honors at the Golden Globes last night. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has more, including a particularly poignant moment at the awards show.
Despite being socially distanced and coastally distant, there was still some drama at the Golden Globes. One of the most poignant moments was when Chadwick Boseman won for Best Actor 8 months after his death from colon cancer. His widow told the world what her late husband would have said after his win for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
He would thank God. He would thank his parents. He would thank his ancestors for their guidance and their sacrifices.
The night's top award, Best Picture, went to Nomadland, director Chloe Zhao saying,
"This award belongs to the whole Nomadland team."
She is the first woman of Asian descent to win Best Director at the Globes and only the second woman ever to do so. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.